tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello once again from North Pole Flight Command. I'm Elf Holly Berry for North Pole Radio News. 4.5 hours from right now, Santa will launch from the North Pole, and indications are he will be leaving once again in whiteout conditions. Joining us now from the Weather Center at North Pole Flight Command is Alf Seymour Snow, head of weather tracking at the North Pole. Seymour, I have a feeling you see nothing but snow in the forecast at the North Pole.
Yes, Holly. Snow, snow, and more snow. It dominates both Santa's lunch as well as his anticipated return to the North Pole.
Seymour, what about the weather in other parts of the world?
It's all over the map, Holly. We're tracking hurricanes and cyclones, tornadoes and tropical storms, blistering heat and epic cold in various places all over the world.
How much does weather affect Santa's sleigh? What are Santa's tracker elves able to do that you can't?
There are now Santa tracker elves who are located close to wherever Santa is, Holly. That is the design of the program. When we want a very fast, very accurate weather picture, we ask for elves in certain places to just look out the window and report it. It's not very high-tech, but it is very accurate. If Santa is on Main Street and we want a quick look, we always get it now.
Thanks, Seymour. I'm sure we'll be talking again in the hours ahead. From North Pole Flight Command, where the weather is always being watched, I'm Elf Holly Berry for North Pole Radio News, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.